Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. We put the phones on hold for a couple minutes as we're joined by Dennis Hoff. He's the P.T. Barnum of booty, the world's number one pimp, and he's written a book called The Art of the Pimp, and he joins us on The Attack. Good morning, Dennis. How you doing? Bob Black, Joe Spano.
Good morning. Good morning. You know, I owned the Money Ranch for 2 or 3 years and was listening to you when I was in San Francisco all the time. Could it be that you've been on like 20 years?
It's been over 10. Yeah. So you are listening to us. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I love sports, and, you know, all the athletes come to the Money Ranch. So I'm a sports guy.
So you're sitting around one day, you're deciding what business decisions to make and what life decision to make, and you say to yourself, hey, I think I'll be a pimp. How did that come about?
Well, you know, what happened is I was in Reno, a small businessman. And I started dating a girl, and she told me the truth, that she was a working girl at the Bunny Ranch. And I went, oh, no. And so she talked me into, she said, be open-minded, at least come out and see it. Well, and the night I was there, I met Andy Kaufman and Bob Zamuda, the founder of Comic Relief, and we became buddies, and that was our hangout. And about 78, Kaufman said, Dennis, you need to buy this place and treat everybody like you and I are being treated. And that was really the key to it, and Kaufman convinced me to do it.
Wow, that's a bizarre story. Now, we can't continue without asking you about Andy Kaufman. You know, one of the legendary comics of our times, and to be fair, an offbeat personality. What was he really like? You hung out with him, you socialized with him. Tell us a little bit and shed some light on Andy Kaufman, if you could.
You are being so generous by offbeat. He's off the wall. And he's just a great guy. Kind of an introvert around everybody. But what he loved to do is wrestle the girls. And in the book, I talk about these experiences. And I got involved once. I was a referee in one of the matches because what he'd want is pick all the girls. And then one would wear a white leotard, one would wear a black leotard. They would wrestle each other to see who got to wrestle him in the finals, and of course end up in the bedroom with him.
was it at times difficult to be Andy Kaufman's friend because of his eccentric nature?
Oh yeah, he's very eccentric, but he's the master of marketing. And I come from the of Andy Kaufman, Larry Flint, Al Goldstein from Screw Magazine, marketing school, you know, and he's a genius. He's an absolute genius. And some of the crazy antics, things that he would do. And by the way, wrestling is a big thing at the Money Ranch. And I write about it in there. You know, what's happening is that it's not just sex, it's an adventure. That's what Kaufman said. It's about the adventure, and that's why people come to the ranch, and that's what I write about in the book. You've got one of the worst sex trafficking problems in America right in your backyard, and we can fix all that by legalizing the business. Liquor prohibition didn't work, weed prohibition didn't work, and sex prohibition is never going to work.
Well, you know, you raise an interesting point. I was going to save that for a little later in the interview. But how do you address the critics that say legal or not legal, and Nevada has the only legal brothels in the country, that you're still involved in sex trafficking? How do you answer that accusation?
Well, I they don't know what they're talking about. I mean, I've spoken at Oxford University on this. I spoke at Trinity College in Dublin last year. And then 3 weeks ago, I spoke at the Sorbonne in Paris. What happens when you legalize it is that the criminals aren't invited to the party. The girls have to be 18 or above, in some counties 21 or above, and the police department checks their identification. So they're just not going to be able to sex traffic a girl that way. It takes the criminals out of the business. It takes the disease out of the business. It takes the drugs out of the business because we're zero tolerance. And it's the answer. And the reason it's not everywhere is politicians. They're enabling all these terrible things to go on, like Oakland is one of the worst places in the world. And they're enabling it because they don't want to deal with the issue. Because if you say you're for legalization of prostitution, then in the next election, the right wing is going to shove that down your throat.
You know, and we're joined by Dennis Hoff. The Art of the Pimp is the book. It sounds like a great read. Dennis, let's get into the girls a little bit. And I don't mean...
Okay.
you know, physical appearance. You know, we're talking about the allegations of sex trafficking and people saying and going in all these directions. In the legalized brothels, you know, we've seen Cat House on HBO. How are the girls treated? Are they okay with their lot in life being in the sex business, or does it lead to a lot of problems? Talk to us about the girls a little bit as far as their lives, and are they happy in general, and is it a good life besides the money?
Well, I think so. I mean, because the girls have a choice, and the door swings both ways, and they're only there if they want to be, yes. In fact, I've got my girlfriend now, is a perfect example. Didn't come from a wealthy family, very Christian Midwest background, University of Michigan cheerleader, got out of school, $45,000 in debt, was a fan of Cat House, got a hold of me, came there, paid off her $45,000 in 3 months, went back to Michigan, worked on her master's. Now she's 13 months from getting her PhD in San Francisco, in fact. And so it's a stepping stone. It's not for everybody, but it's a great job because you pick your hours. You only party with who you want to. You only do be with who you want to or do what you want to, and you choose the price. So I think it empowers women to be real business women. Our top girls that have been there a long time, stars of the show, have a long list of clients, are making $500,000 a year. And so what other business? It's the only business in America that I know of where a woman, instead of making 72 cents compared to a man's dollar, can make two or three times what a man can make in the business.
That's a very good point. You know, and you had mentioned your current girlfriend. And, you know, over the years, we've all seen you date your employees. Mm-hmm. What is it hard to date a sex worker? Because, in essence, a lot of times it's not that you lost your girl, but you did lose your turn.
Well, I only date girls that are in the business because for a couple of reasons. Number one, the STD rates in the young girl range is one out of four girls in America right now for the CDC has an STD. So I'm not going to deal with it. I make appearances. I'm in New York City right now, and I always got girls around me. But I don't want to be around a girl unless she's tested. The other thing is that if I start dating a girl, what I call a civilian girl, she doesn't understand our business, and it just makes them crazy because they think that I get up every morning and have sex with six or eight girls, then I have a couple meetings and a nice lunch, and I go have sex with another six or eight girls. Well, it's a business. And am I fooling around with girls? Yes, I've been intimate with 4,000 girls, but I also run a business. I've got other things to do.
Dennis, it's interesting, and we're kind of getting up against it a little bit here, but I do want to focus on something you said. Okay. The legalization, if it ever happens, do you see it happening on a national level? Will it have to go that way, or will it have to be slowly in increments, state by state?
Slowly, and they got to get up in arms. It's got to be people like you that get up in arms and get your listeners and stop this crazy sex trafficking. It's horrendous. It's brutal, and it's right there in your backyard. And I'm the guy that wants to fight the battle. I'll shine the flashlight on all of it. I'll work with any news agency, and they can do it. You can't control the demand of a product. You can't control the supply. Put these people in prison. That's where they need to be, and I outline how to do it all right in the book. And they just got the politicians need to read my book and have a little fun and read the book and then go to work and get this done.
Dennis, we appreciate the couple minutes. We'll look for it on Amazon. The book is The Art of the Pimp. We'd love to have you back sometime to talk about it because all the joking and everything aside, it's a serious issue in this country, sex trafficking, that needs to be dealt with. And legalization, in my opinion, and I think I speak for Joe as well, is probably the direction to take it in. He does.
Thank you. And I'll, on my book tour, I'll come by and see you. Love to.
That'd be great, Dennis. Thanks so much. This was really a pleasure. We'll keep you on schedule, and we'll do it again real soon.
Thank you. So shoot me an email. Are you there?
Yeah, we're still here.
Okay. Hi, guys. Shoot me an email, dennis@bunnyranch.com, so I can send you out some books with an address and a size. I'll send you some cool stuff, too.
That's awesome. We'll take care of that. Thanks so much, Dennis. It was really a pleasure. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye now.